Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. There we go. Got a few gremlins in the system today, it seems. Yeah, hope you all had a good weekend. Thanks very much for joining us, as always. The whole idea of this session is to do our analysis so we can be prepared for today's trading opportunities, i.e. have a bit of a plan that we can look to execute. So let's get straight into it. As you know, at the end of the session, we do post our trade plan into the chat box. The idea is you can take that away and hopefully it will guide us at a time where you're probably familiar with yourself that as far as financial markets are concerned, we are in slightly strange market dynamics. There's some indicators which we can look to, which would be a little bit concerning. Of course, last week we had the Fed cut rates by 50 basis points. However, what's slightly unusual is, and it is supported by some of the data, but not all of the data, is that there is this inbuilt concern around the unemployment numbers in the US and the unemployment rate. But they're saying that the economy is performing so well that if they cut rates by 50 basis points, it's likely to save off that the unemployment rate ticking considerably higher. And that would be quite an unusual dynamic as well, because very rarely would the unemployment raise to a reasonably acceptable level and stay there for a prolonged period of time. And yet that's what the Fed are predicting. Normally when financial conditions start to weaken, one of the first signs is often the unemployment situation. So companies see what's coming down the tracks, perhaps their margins are being eaten into, and they start making decisions around lightening their exposure through letting people go. So the Fed don't believe that that's the case this time. We've often sort of contemplated whether this time is different. And this time looks to be different. And for one major reason, and that's the amount of capital that's been injected into the US economy and on a global basis as well. Liquidity is still pretty strong, even though we've just been through a pretty significant rate tightening cycle. So normally you'd expect that to have a little bit of a downward impact on equity markets. And as you know, over the last couple of years, we've pretty much done nothing but rally. Now the Fed is starting cutting. They're saying that could be the pivot point and we can get a bit of weakness. In actual fact, and this is why we were really interested to see how these markets would react, we've still done nothing but rally. So the conclusion that we can draw is the Fed are incredibly data dependent around unemployment, growth, inflation, and if we start seeing deviations in those numbers and those current trends, we could end up having, the Fed could have made a big mistake. Now, because we're in unusual market dynamics, perhaps we just need to go with the technicals, and if we get some buying opportunities, we should probably take them and not be frightened of sell trades either. So quite a challenging backdrop for financial markets. And of course, you know, we've got three major fundamental drivers for these markets. And the first one is the conversation around recession. And we've already seen the Fed cut 50 basis points. And if that recession dynamics worsen, you'll see a lot of selling in a lot of markets. However, we see that dynamic for now still being maintained. We're going to get some growth figures due out today, and this week out of the US. And the growth numbers still are reflecting quite a strong economy. So we've got bond yields uninverting. We've got the SARM rule. We've got we actually had unemployment numbers tick lower just a week and a half ago. So the data is coming thick and fast. And I suppose as traders, we just need to be prepared to kind of go both ways. The second sort of major fundamental market driver for these markets is the AI rally that hasn't really gone away. All it's done is just kind of gone sideways for a little bit. So that could reemerge when we get corporate earnings out in a few weeks. And if that comes back strong, then we can only see again further upside. If the data turns out to be broadly positive, which is what's expected now, then that's only further upside. And then the last thing is the US election. Normally there's a little bit of market weakness going into, especially in the month of September as well, going into a US election in early November. Again, it doesn't seem like that's the case this time around for now. So let's sort of, we give credence to those narratives really as we move forward. Okay, so just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature. We're very kind of focused on the US markets for obvious reasons. Then where and where do we want to be entering and exiting these markets? And more importantly, why are we trading these specific trades? If you have answers to these questions, you do have a much better chance of being profitable in this dynamic. How do you manage your risk? What decisions do you need to make around risk management, trade management as well? You know, we're still able to pick one or two decent trades. But these markets are again quite choppy, even though there is a kind of a directional bias. We're seeing really significant volatility where you're getting sort of a 200 pip round trip, which makes, you know, day trading a little bit more challenging, and you need to sort of bear that in mind. So trading psychology, important feature. So there is this sort of buy only type narrative from a psychological perspective, and the problem is, don't get too entrenched in that idea. We're going to try and look for some buying opportunities where we see them, and we're not going to be frightened of selling either if we have the dynamics to do so. So really challenging dynamic at the minute. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate to levels we use, discipline with our capital, and of course be patient as well. So all of these are important factors, of course. So let's start then with a review of potential market moving news. So for that, we'll have a look at Forex Factory. So we do have an important dynamic. Sorry about that there, guys. We do have an important dynamic. Some important news due out this week. We've got manufacturing and services numbers for the Eurozone, French and German economies, which are the two big economies in Europe, the Eurozone as a whole, the UK, we're going to get manufacturing and services PMI numbers. Above 50 represents expansion, below 50, so European flash manufacturing PMI numbers are still pretty weak. Services are booming. It's the manufacturing side for the French economy. The German economy is still lagging. You know, this is the state of play really for the German economy from a manufacturing perspective. And it's still pretty weak. So the US similar type of dynamic in the US, but you can see, even from a manufacturing perspective, if you look at the US manufacturing numbers, 48.6, and you compare and contrast that to the German manufacturing number, which is 42.4, we're getting that little bit of recovery. Perhaps we're not so entrenched. And there's the potential for a little bit of a bounce, but we haven't certainly seen the wheels come off US manufacturing to the same extent that we have seen across Europe. So then that feeds into that weaker Europe narrative. It's a bit surprising because the euro itself is really quite strong at the minute. So some of these things still need to play out. Some of these things are clearly not playing out, and it's the macro dynamics, the central bank dynamics, which are really front and center at the minute. Just a quick look at, we're going to hear from the RBA, keep rates at 4.35. We'll be hearing from the governor of the BOJ. And last week we had the BOJ as well, and they refrained from making a move. So the carry trade was likely to continue to some degree, and that's pretty much what we saw. So for most of August we saw, and July, end of July and August, we saw an awful lot of unwinding of that carry trade. So we saw strength in the yen. Now with the Fed cutting 50 basis points and the Fed and the BOJ staying where they are, it's lending itself to some further yen weakness. So kind of have to trade that narrative separately almost. Okay, again, further important week for news. We'll be hearing from Swiss National Bank on Thursday. We get some GDP. We'll see. GDP growth is pretty strong. If we look at the numbers for the last few quarters, bit of an expected blip last time around, 1.4%, previously 3.4%, and previously before that 4.9%. So a 2.9%, you know, around 3% on average is still pretty strong for the US economy. So that's what we can expect there. We'll be hearing from Jerome Powell as well. An awful lot of FOMC members will be speaking this week as well. So gonna be interesting to see what they say. And then core PCE, which is looking pretty weak, around that 2%, 0.2% level now. So we've potentially got a lot of data points. But for now, are just showing quite a strong, resilient US economy. So what's going on the price action front? Well, we're not quite at all-time highs yet for the NASDAQ, but we are. And what I can do now is just raise that to these highs so that represents all-time highs. Gold is gone. There was a couple of smaller opportunities, you know, a few very, very good opportunities to get into gold. The timings of the positions and the moves were really bad. A lot of them during the Asia session, and our objective was to see if we could get into a bit of a pullback. And the timing of the moves were just pretty much awful. So what have we got elsewhere? We've got we were really eager Thursday and Friday to just pause and just see how these markets were playing out. Did the market believe the Fed and will continue to rally, or do they think that the Fed cutting 50 basis points is a bit of a concern and they don't necessarily believe the Fed to any great extent that everything is fine and everything is strong? It's a kind of a contradiction in terms. Everything is fine, but we're going to cut 50 basis points, it suggests perhaps that there's some points of concern there. But this time does feel different for now. Now, the wheels might come off in 3, 6, 9 months' time, but for now, it's all looking pretty strong. But what we do have on the hourly time frame is we didn't really make much progress on Friday, which, again, is really quite interesting. All the progress really was made post-FOMC and over the course of Thursday. So Wednesday was very choppy, up and down. If I zoom out a little bit more. So this is your... If I just identify this, sorry, I've got the wrong tool. So this is your Wednesday, you know, really, really quite choppy. But this was the Thursday. This was the move on Thursday, which was really quite strong. And since then, we've not really done much. So, and we find that across the board. So we had a lot of sort of poor quality price action, really strong rally. And now we're looking at this price action here, which is a little bit inconclusive. So if we rally and break the highs, then at least we've got stop losses to work with in these trades. Same type of dynamic. So the big move was on Thursday, and since then we've not really done a huge amount. Pound dollar. So certainly since Thursday night, we've really, the energy has kind of come out of the market, and that allows us to look for either a sell trade. If the data today starts coming in a little bit weaker, we could start looking at, see if we get a bit of dollar strength. Same for the pound, will we get a break higher or break lower? We might get a reaction to the data. So we've got an opportunity to really focus in on the technical opportunities that may exist in these markets. Because we're up at all-time highs in gold, we still need that constructive pullback. So this time, if we get into the 25.95, there's probably a decent buying opportunity. Crude oil, we spoke about these are all the directions from Friday. We've got this strong resistance level, and so far on Friday, we kind of rallied into it. We're yet to break out. Now, if we get above 72, there could be an opportunity for some significant further weakness. And it's got a little bit quiet as well with the conflict between Iran and Hezbollah. And that of Israel in the region. So you know, we often talk about the psychology of these markets, and we're in quite a tentative space. So if we do get some selling beginning to creep in off these highs, then there could be a bit of nervousness around some of the economic data, and it could be a decent sell trade or a series of sell trades. Unfortunately, the opposite is also true. If we start to rally and break new highs, then we've got the buy trade in play. So, do we got a decision around the commodity markets? Not really. We've also got a strange dynamic in the bond markets. So if you can imagine, this is a profile of risk and what the Fed could do with their interest rate. You've got the 2-year, which is still at these lower, we're up at 5%, now we're up at, let's say, 3.6%, which are these significant lows, and this gives the Fed a bit of room, you know, to cut. And they've got a series of further cuts in the pipeline. And the 2 years suggesting, you know, that the risks behind those moves are decreasing. But then you can compare that and contrast that to the longer term. And this is the uninverting, when you're now getting a better yield for the longer duration than you are for the shorter duration, which is actually a normalizing. It's what we should see in these bond markets. And that's what we're beginning to see now. But at the point when the Fed started to cut, we started to see the 10-year accelerate off the lows, which again, it's kind of a strange dynamic, because you'd expect this to have to be quite similar, sort of drifting sideways at these lower levels, but instead it's kind of rallied. And okay, it's not rallied. It's gone from 3.62 up to 3.75. So we're talking about a 12 basis point rally. It's just, it's not really what we would have expected from the 10-year treasury. And the fact that these bond yields uninvert is also an additional signal that the recession's coming, which again is one of the major fundamental drivers behind these markets. And if we see signs of recession, that's probably very, very bad news for these equity markets, and we'll see a rally in the dollar. It just looks right now that data is more on the positive side than the negative side. So that's what's causing the problem, so to speak. Okay, so let's just amend our trade plan. At times like this, it is important to kind of discuss the backdrop, because what it can do from a risk perspective is perhaps lower risk and perhaps why the stop losses due to the volatility is unfortunately the dynamic that we probably should be adopting. It's not great. There's been loads of opportunities in markets like the yen, but with really, really wide stop losses, which kind of blow our risk profile out of the water, and waiting for nice, concise opportunities are, there's a bit too much panic and a bit too much sort of extreme volatility, which is always a bit of a problem. We want volatility, but we don't want too much of it. So Friday, we were talking about this risk on, but then this sort of mixed market dynamic. We were really looking to keep all options open. Gold, our bias has always been to the upside for gold. Still trying to get a bit of a pullback in that trade. Just keeps rallying, making new highs. So we're looking to keep all options open. We'll be looking to buy and sell these markets as well. So we haven't really made much progress since Friday morning. Commodities are in so it's another week of important economic data. Okay, so we do have this interesting market dynamic. So another week for important economic data. Good news is likely to be positive for markets, whereas bad news is likely to be negative for markets. You might think, right, well, that's a bit of a stupid statement. And you'd probably be right. Now, the problem with that is bad news has been good news for quite some time recently, and good news has been relatively bad news. So we've seen the complete opposite of, again, a normalization where, of course, bad news should be bad news for markets. And that's where I think the phase, that's probably going to be the key phase looking at these markets moving forward, is that, and again, it's all around that economic sort of recessionary dynamic, which is still up for discussion. And we'll see now whether these markets kind of correspond. So, for example, you know, just regarding the PMI numbers that are due out today, if they're positive, we'll probably see markets rally off the back of it, especially the US numbers. If they're proving that US economy is still in really good shape, then we'll see a rally in the indices and we'll probably see further weakness in the dollar, and we can pull the trigger accordingly. And the opposite is also true. If those numbers come in much, much weaker, that could set a series of triggers where you could see weakness in the indices and you could see the dollar begin to strengthen. So we're going to try and position ourselves as best we can. I've just posted that into the chat box. Right, guys, we'll let you go. We'll switch over to our European live trading room, mentorship room. So if you want to join us for that, you're very welcome. Looking at two major market narratives, we're really on this dovish Fed, lower rates, lower inflation, lower unemployment narrative. And you can see the risk on dynamic with these things, this soft landing, positive economic data, and the AI, if that comes back strong, then it's all risk on, it's all indices higher, it's all dollar lower. And for us, this time is different if that's the dynamic and narrative, which it looks to be the case right now. If it starts to shift and we start seeing interest rates come back, if we start seeing slightly higher inflation, so core PCE on Friday will be interesting. If the unemployment numbers start to shift aggressively higher, then we are talking about recessionary fears, slightly harder landing than the Fed anticipate. And you'll see a rotation away from those AIs, which is all kind of risk off. US indices can lower, dollar can strengthen, and we could see the risk dynamics in the bond market start to rally as well, and those risks increase, like we're seeing in the 10-year, but we're not seeing in the 2-year. So from a fundamental perspective, it's just a challenging dynamic because there's so little clarity. And then, you know, you get the Fed, instead of a strong economy and the Fed taking it slow to just sort of take the pressure out, they've said, no, actually, we're gonna go big, which doesn't really add up to it being a strong economy, I suppose. So we still need to look for those signs of strength and relative weakness, really, in the data, and then we'll be able to at least understand why markets are moving the way that they are. All right, so look, thanks very much for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you're interested in learning how to trade, just go to our website, thelivetraderoom.com, and connect with us through that if you've got any questions. Great stuff. On that note, listen, take care of yourselves. Thanks very much for joining us, and we'll switch rooms now, so if you can join us, we'll see you very shortly. All the best now, take care. My pleasure as always, guys. Bye-bye.